In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you, worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, in the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Sovereign God, you have created us to live in loving community with one another. Form us for life that is faithful and steadfast, and teach us to trust like little children, that we may reflect the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. You may be seated.
A reading from Genesis. The Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." So out of the ground the Lord God formed every animal of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all cattle and to the birds of the air and to every animal of the field. But for the man, there was not found a helper as his partner. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this one was taken. Therefore a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh." The word of the Lord. We will read the psalm responsively with the congregation, please reading the bold print. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses. Yet you have made them little less than divine. With glory and honor you crown them. all flocks and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. A reading from Hebrews. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as such superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Now God did not subject the coming world, about which we are speaking, to angels, but someone has testified somewhere. What are human beings that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet. Now in subjecting all things to them, God left nothing outside their control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to them, but we do see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. It was fitting that God, for whom and through all things exist, and bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some Pharisees came, and to test Jesus, they asked, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? He answered them, What did Moses command you? They said, Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her. But Jesus said to them, Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. Then in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. He said to them, Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her, and if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we celebrate the confirmation of Emma Childs. As she affirms her baptism, we can look at our text for today through her witness. Her confirmation verse is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of powers and sound mind. Another translation that I found was that we're not given a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Power and love and self-control. At the heart of our gospel lesson today is, I believe, those impulsive barriers that we want to put up, that lack of self-control, to keep people out or to even put them in harm's way. Now, churches in our society over the years have weaponized these verses about divorce to guilt people in staying in abusive relationships or shame them if they were able to escape. Jesus is pointing out the inability for some to have self-control. And in Jesus' day, and still in some Jewish circles today, it is only a man who could issue the bill of divorce. So while this has been weaponized towards women, Jesus is actually protecting women here. Because if they were to be divorced, think of Jesus' society that he's living in. If they were to be divorced, they would be extremely vulnerable in the society of Jesus' day. Think of like all the times in Scripture where we hear about caring for orphans and widows because they were very vulnerable socioeconomically. Well, if you're divorced, you think you're going to get remarried in that society? No. So Jesus is seeking to protect them. And it's also worth noting that Jesus even acknowledges marriage laws and customs outside of his own tradition when he notes that even women can issue a divorce when he's talking to the disciples later. But when religion is weaponized, it seeks to control others. When religion is grounded in love, it seeks to liberate others. And it's clear in our gospel lesson today that Jesus is looking out for women and children. He does not want barriers to be placed in their way when it comes to having access to the kingdom of God. And Emma reminds us that having a sound mind as opposed to fear not only truly frees us, but it opens us up. It opens us up to being in relationship with others, to not just picking ourselves up, but to picking others up as well. Her faith does not hold her down, as she writes about reflecting on her faith. It picks her up. In the need for some to weaponize the lesson that we hear from today, what it does is two things. It can cause great harm for people in pushing them away from God, but it could also be a stumbling block in having them truly experience and have access to the God that we know in Jesus Christ. We can make people, unfortunately, feel the shame for events of their past. Even if they themselves were the victim, we can make them feel shame. Or we can just get in the way of someone trying to experience God in the present. And assuming forgiveness is needed, we seem to forget what forgiveness is about. We have confession and forgiveness. We recite in the creed a belief in the forgiveness of sins. Yet in our own brokenness, we want to make people pay for their past. We want to make people pay for their past. But Jesus comes to us taking away our sin, drawing us into a new future and a new reality with him. And how many churches want children around? How many churches truly want children around? Churches tend to segregate children from the rest of the congregation, don't fully support them or engage them, and they're confused when youth aren't invested in their congregation anymore. So much of what Jesus is teaching us here today is that when it comes to our faith, it is more than just about you. It's about a community that we're drawn into, and that community bearing witness to God's presence and love for the whole world. It's not just about you. You can't just divorce your wife because she burnt your toast. You can't just neglect children and other marginalized people in your midst from knowing the true love of God. Now, as you may recall, a couple weeks ago, this is kind of a continuation of what Jesus is trying to drive home with the disciples about children. That in his day, children were probably on the same status of that of a slave. So again, Jesus is talking about children, but it helps us to unpack the world behind the text here. Because it's not just about children for us today. It includes anyone who has a low status by our society standards, that we need to understand that they too belong to God's kingdom. Because in our sinfulness and brokenness, we don't just want to be in control. We also want to be right. And then we can falsely believe that being right and being in control gives us status to hold it over other people. But that's not the way of Christ. That's not the way of love. We punish victims, and we continue to punish people for the sins of their past, and we get in the way of the lowly for encountering God. And when we see that happening, we must be as indignant as Jesus was to the disciples, to those who want to perpetuate such things. Because when we do that to people, we're actually creating spaces where they're experiencing hell on earth. The basic definition of hell for me is separation from God. So when we punish victims, when we guilt the forgiven, when we put up barriers for the lowly, we are creating spaces of hell. Not grace, not mercy, not God. And Emma reminds us that God is with us. And when we know God is with us, we're experiencing heaven on earth. And that God can carry us, even in the most difficult circumstances that we find ourselves in. And that's a testament to her character and to her faith, that she knows her value and worth in this world as a beloved child of God. So when we walk with victims, when we walk with the guilty, and when we walk with the lowly as heaven and earth people, we only talk about the past with the promises that we know we have in the future from God. We talk about the past, but we tie it to the promises that God has for us in the future. As Emma affirms her baptism today, we are reminded about the past in more ways than one. Parents, are you being reminded of the day? Have you had any flashbacks of the day she was baptized yet? Right? Remember the day she was, how fast did that go? Right? The day that she was baptized, we remember those promises, the promises that her parents made, the parents that her sponsors made, the promises that the congregation made on that day for her, and most importantly, the promises that God made to her on that day. The promises that God made to her, that she is forever joined to the righteousness of Christ. So that whenever she reflects on her past, whenever she reflects on the times that she fell short, she can think about that future that she has in Christ and continues to move forward in the love that we know from Jesus. And as Emma affirms her baptism, I pray that all of us can once again cling to the truth that Jesus Christ is the future for each and every one of us. As heaven and earth people, let us not be locked into the past, but walk into the future that we have in Jesus, trusting in those very promises. Because when we're no longer trapped in the past, we can be more honest. We can be more vulnerable. We can have the gall to say very quickly, you know what? I screwed up. I'm sorry. We can say that to people. And you know what we can do too? Is hear the word of forgiveness and believe it, and then move forward. I'm sorry. I forgive you. And move forward. Move forward in that love. And in that identity that you have, Emma, as a child of God, the things that the world might define as holding all of us back, you know of God's unconditional love. You know of God saying that you are first and foremost a child of God, and that God has gifted you and all of us to do amazing and wonderful things in this world to share the love of Jesus with others. So if we are all moving forward with God's love and promises, then we're going to be more and more aware of not just our needs, but the needs of those around us, so that we can help to love and serve our neighbor in their needs right here and right now, so that they get that glimpse of heaven right now. And our prayer for Emma and all the baptized is that we can always trust in God's baptismal promises and then boldly give witness to our God who sustains us today and holds us forever, because that's what he's promised each and every one of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Just a brief announcement that right at the distribution of Holy Communion, those who want to participate in Children's Church will come to receive the sacrament first and then go out to the fellowship hall.
Made children and heirs of God's promise, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Holy One, you have raised up faithful servants throughout history. Empower those discerning a call to ministry and all seminarians, that they continue to be formed for the sake of the gospel. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Sarah, our dean, Adam, our pastor, all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You have established a diverse and beautiful creation. Revive declining species and preserve endangered lands. Cultivate in us a sense of wonder for the world you created. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You desire for us not to be alone and to live in community with one another. Strengthen relationships between nations and peoples that we celebrate and support one human family. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the newly baptized and those who have affirmed their baptism, especially Emma, may they continue to trust in your abiding presence and give witness to your love that has no barriers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You share in our experiences and struggles. Bless all who live with any mental or physical disability. Inspire creative communities, spaces, and environments that are accessible and hospitable. We pray for those who are ill, especially Ray, Matt, Tracy, Scott, Amber, Vincent, Pat, Timothy, Candace, Stan, Eileen, Jasmine, Audrey, David, Keegan, Sutton, Nola, Archer, John, the family of Renata Schlock, Leah, our homebound and those with COVID-19. We ask that you strengthen doctors, medical care workers, and caretakers who see to the needs of all entrusted to their care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You have established and nurtured relationships that extend beyond those gathered here today. Bless members who can no longer travel to worship with us and remind us of their continued role in this community of faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those in our armed services and their chaplains. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You promise eternal life to all your children. Thank you for the people of faith who have gone before us. Strengthen our trust we have in you. Lord, in your mercy.
Receive these prayers, O God, and those in our hearts known only to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. O God most mighty, O God most merciful, O God our rock and our salvation, hear us as we praise. Call us to your table. Grant us your life. When the earth was a formless void, you formed order and beauty. When Abraham and Sarah were barren, you sent them a child. When the Israelites were enslaved, you led them to freedom. Ruth faced starvation, David fought Goliath, and the psalmist cried out for healing. And full of compassion, you granted the people your life. You entered our sorrows, and Jesus, our brother, he was born among the poor. He lived under oppression. He wept over the city. With infinite love, he granted the people your life. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you.
Do this for the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering his death, we cry out, "Amen."
Amen.
Celebrating his resurrection, we shout, "Amen."
Amen.
Trusting his presence in every time and place, we plead, "Amen."
Amen.
O God, you are breath. Send your spirit on this meal. O God, you are bread. Feed us with yourself. O God, you are wine. Warm our hearts and make us one. O God, you are fire. Transform us with hope. O God, most majestic. O God, most motherly. O God, our strength and our song. You show us a vision of a tree of life with fruits for all and leaves that heal the nations. Grant us such life, the life of the Father to the Son, the life of the Spirit of our risen Savior, life in you, now, on, forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. This day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
This time I invite our communion assistants to come forward, and anybody that's going to participate in Children's Church to line up to receive communion or a blessing. Distribution of the sacrament will be continuous. I will be in the center aisle with the consecrated hosts. We'll have two stations of wine on both sides of the congregation, but if you desire grape juice, that will be on the pulpit side only. For everyone else that desires to receive the sacrament, an usher will come to you. We'll have a tray of glass cups, and we release you forward by pew. Just take a glass cup as you come forward, and then receive either the wine or grape juice, whatever is your preference. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here and he offers himself to you. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Does he receive it? No. May the Lord bless you and keep you all the days of your life. The body of Christ given for you. Does he receive? Bless my soul. May the blessing of all ye God be with you always. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ given for you. Christ given for you.
Amen.
The body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
Amen.
The body of Christ given for you, sorry. The body of Christ given for you. 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 No, probably we'll need one of you guys. Yes. You want to receive first, Molly? Given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Here's a lid to that too. Given for you. Blood of Christ shed for you. Amen.
Blood of Christ given for you. Blood of Christ.
Jesus, broken for you. This is my blood, I shed for you. For your forgiveness, making you new.
Please rise. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
We have some announcements for the good of the community. As Shelley's coming up, I will share with you. If you didn't see it coming in, on your way out, you'll probably see by in the narthex, kind of in our pass-through area by the kitchen, there's a door with a bunch of Reese's Pieces taped to it and the table on there. We got Reformation Sunday coming up, and you're probably well aware of Luther's 95 Theses. Well, those are 95 Reese's. And I used one of my own Thrive in Action teams, and so any proceeds from that, you make a donation to get some Reese's. That's all going to go to our Cardington Community Food Pantry. So that'll be up for the month of October.
I'm here for the Christian Board of Education's. We have revised our bylaws, and so we need your help. Hopefully you've seen them. If you have not, we have a copy of them out there for you. And then there's little slips of paper, and it's just a yes or no vote, folded over and put it into the basket. We appreciate all your help. Thank you.
As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us. St. John Lutheran Church, Windfall. Check in the staff. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. It's three verses, no refrain.
Blessed.
peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Blessings. Congratulations.